Previously on Lost.
The only way to save the island, John, is to get your people back here.
The chopper was headed for the boat. The boat.
Yeah, they're fine, John, and they're already home. So you have to convince them to come back.
How am I supposed to do that?
You're gonna have to die, John.
You're going down there? What exactly are you hoping to find?
A way off the island.
Once you get all of your friends together, and it must be all of them, everyone who left, and once you've persuaded them to join you, Eloise Hawking will tell you exactly how to come back.
Richard said I was going to die.
That's why they call it sacrifice.
Caesar.
Yeah? What's up?
Find anything?
No, nothing useful.
Then what did you just put in your bag?
Oh. If you want it, it's yours.
We found someone. A man. Roxanne was scouting just south of here, and he was just standing in the water. He's wearing a suit.
Nobody recognizes him?
No, whoever he is, he didn't come with us.
And how do we know he isn't one of the ones who disappeared?
He's not.
And how do you know?
Because he wasn't on the plane.
What did this man have to say?
You can ask him yourself.
My name is Caesar. What's yours?
My name is John Locke.
They're pretty good.
Much obliged.
I'm Alana.
John.
Are those your boats?
No. They're already here. There used to be three, but the pilot and some woman took one. Didn't tell anyone, just ran off in the middle of the night.
The pilot of the plane that brought you here?
Yes. That's right.
Do you have a passenger list?
We'll have to talk to Caesar.
is the best mango I've ever eaten.
Nobody remembers you being on the plane.
Well, I don't remember being on it either.
What do you remember?
I remember a lot.
Like, why you're dressed up so nice?
No, but I can guess.
Please, guess.
I think this suit is what they were going to bury me in.
Sorry?
You asked what I remembered. I remember dying.
Good luck, John.
Sir, where am I? Who are you? Where am I? Do you speak English?
Ashe!
You swallow.
Swallow.
Where are you?
Ashe!
Doctor, what's
that?
Where are we?
Shit, dude.
Oh, what is the fun?
You bite. Bite.
Grab that.
John, wake up. You had a compound fracture. The doctors here did their best, but I had a specialist flown in to reset your leg properly. nice to see you again, John.
Do I know you?
Yes. I understand you've been confused. Imagine how I feel. I met you when I was 17. Now, all these years later, here we are. You look exactly the same.
Who are you?
My name is Charles Whitmore. Tell me, John, how long has it been for you since we first met? Since you walked into our camp and you spoke to Richard?
4 days.
That's incredible.
The camera in the desert, that was yours?
Yeah.
How did you know I'd be there?
Because that's the exit. I was afraid Benjamin might fool you into leaving the island, as he did with me. I was their leader.
The others?
They're not the others to me, they're my people. We protected the island, peacefully, for more than 3 decades. But then, I was exiled by him, just as you were.
No, Ben wasn't even there when I left. He was already gone. I wasn't exiled. I chose to leave.
Why would you do that, John? You've come to bring them back, the ones who left.
No.
I understand you lying to me. I do. But there's something you should know. All your friends who left the island, they've been back 3 years.
3 years?
They've gone back to their normal lives. And none of them has spoken a word of truth about where they were.
I have to bring them back.
And I'm going to do everything in my power to help you do that.
Why?
Why?
Why would you help me?
Because there's a war coming, John. And if you're not back on the island when that happens, the wrong side is going to win.
Jeremy Bentham?
He was a British philosopher. Your parents?
They had a sense of humor when they named you, so why can't I?
That should be money enough for now. The phone's international. If you need to reach me for anything, just press 2-3. The folder contains your people's whereabouts.
Everyone that was on the island that left.
You've been watching them?
I'm deeply invested in the future of the island, John. So, yes, I've been watching them. I wouldn't mention I'm involved in this. I can't imagine what they think of me, having listened to Benjamin's lies.
How do I know that you're not the one who's lying?
I haven't tried to kill you. Can you say the same for him? You still don't trust me.
You sent a team of killers and a boatload of C4 to the island. That doesn't exactly scream trust.
I needed Linus removed so it could be your time.
Right.
The island needs you, John. It has for a long time.
What makes you think I'm so special?
Because you are. Your chariot has arrived.
He said I would die.
I beg your pardon?
Richard Alpert said the only way to get them to come back was if I died.
I don't know why he said that. But I'm not going to let that happen. This is Matthew Abaddon. He'll take you anywhere you need to go. Protect you from whomever intends to do you harm. Mr. Locke? Thank you.
Good luck, John. And Godspeed.
Anything you need, Mr. Locke, you just let me know. Anything. Anybody from your past you want me to look up for you? The whole world thinks you're dead, Mr. Locke. There must be somebody who'd be happy to see you.
Please don't talk to me.
You got it. Look, we're almost at the airport, so you're going to at least have to tell me where we're going first.
Santo Domingo.
Panchito, para allá.
Espera. Necesito terminar este techo. Pásame otra viga.
Mira qué fue, ahí. Mira, tienes un visitante.
I don't believe this. You actually want me to go back?
I know how it sounds, Saeed, but you have to trust me. This is the only way we're going to save them.
I'm not going back. For 2 years, I was manipulated into thinking I was protecting everyone on the island.
Who was manipulating you?
Ben. So who is manipulating you, John?
This is coming from me, nobody else. I know you, Saeed. And deep down in your heart, you know we never should have left the island.
It's only because I left the island that I was finally able to marry the woman I loved. We spent 9 months together. The best 9 months of my life, John. That's what I know in my heart.
Where is she now?
She was murdered.
I'm sorry.
Why do you really need to go back? Is it just because you have nowhere else to go?
If you change your mind, I'll be staying under the name Jeremy Bentham in L.A. at the Westerfield Hotel.
And if you change your mind, you're welcome to come back here and do some real good. Goodbye, John.
You asked if there was someone you could look up for me.
Yes, I did.
Her name is Helen. Helen Norwood, and she was living in Los Angeles.
She an old girlfriend of yours?
Help me get out of the car.
So that's Michael Dawson, son, huh?
Yeah. Boy's gotten big.
Give you two some props.
Hey, John.
Hi, Walt.
What happened?
I hurt my leg. You don't seem surprised to see me.
I've been having dreams about you. You were on the island wearing a suit, and there were people all around you. They wanted to hurt you, John.
Good thing they're just dreams.
Is my dad, is he back on the island? I haven't talked to him in 3 years. Figured he must have gone back.
Last I heard, your dad was on a freighter near the island.
So why'd you come to see me?
I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Well, I gotta go. It was good seeing you, John.
Yeah. Take care.
I take it you didn't invite him along.
Boy's been through enough.
That's 0 for 2, Mr. Locke. Maybe I misunderstood, but I thought you had to bring everyone back.
I only need to convince one, and if I can do that, the rest will come. And maybe I was mistaken, but I thought you were my driver. Hugo?
So you didn't make it, huh?
Pardon me?
You didn't make it.
It's cool. No biggie.
You're not the first person to visit me, you know. What's up with the wheelchair?
I broke my leg falling down a hole.
Oh, is that how you died?
Hugo, I'm not dead.
Sure you're not.
No, I promise you, I'm very much alive.
Hey, Susie, am I talking to a dude in a wheelchair right now?
Yep.
Whoa, dude. What are you doing here?
I need you to come back to the island with me.
Wait, what?
And not just you, but everybody who left. You, Jack and Kate, everybody.
I'm sorry, dude, I don't think that's gonna happen. Jack's a doctor now, and Sun's like got her baby, and Kate's got Aaron.
Dude, be cool. Don't look, but we're being watched.
Dude!
Oh, don't worry, he's with me.
What?
He's just driving me around, he's okay.
That dude is far from okay. When I first got locked up in here, he showed up claiming that he worked for Oceanic Air. He's evil! You should not be trusting that guy.
Please, just listen to me.
No, I'm not listening to you.
Hugo, please, listen.
Hey, I want to go back in.
It's okay.
I want to go back in.
Hugo.
No, I'm not going anywhere with you. Go away.
Fine.
Bye. Get out of here.
That's three visits now. You may want to step up your game, Mr. Locke. Or we're all in serious trouble.
What exactly is it that you do for Mr. Widmore, Matthew?
You ready to talk about it now, huh? John, you're not really going to pretend you don't remember that I was an orderly in the hospital right after your accident? That I was the one who told you to go on your walkabout? The same walkabout that put you on the plane that crashed on that island.
No. I remember.
I help people get to where they need to get to, John. That's what I do for Mr. Widmore.
The answer is no.
Kate, I don't think you understand.
No, you made yourself perfectly clear. Everyone on the island is going to die if I don't go back. And the answer is no.
Why? Don't you care about them?
Have you ever been in love, John?
What?
about you sometimes. I think about how desperate you were to stay on that island. And then I realized it was all because you didn't love anybody.
That's not true. I loved someone. Once. Her name was Helen.
What happened?
It just didn't work out.
Why not, John?
I was angry. I was obsessed.
Look how far you've come.
Let me help you, Mr. Locke.
Did you find her?
Find who?
Helen Norwood, the woman I asked you about.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. 3 years is a long time. It's possible she got married, changed the name, maybe she moved out of state.
You found everyone else. All of them. Saeed was in the middle of nowhere, but you can't find Helen because she moved? Your job is to get people to where they need to get to. Well, I need to get to her.
What happened to her?
She died of a brain aneurysm. I'm very sorry, Mr. Locke.
She loved me. If I had just...
They could have been together.
Maybe you could have. That wouldn't change anything. She'd still be gone.
Would she?
Helen is where she's supposed to be. Sad as it is, her path led here. And your path, no matter what you did or what you do, your path leads back to the island.
You say that like it's all inevitable.
Mr. Whitmore told me, Richard Albert said that you were going to die. So you tell me, John, is that inevitable or is it a choice?
Well, you think I want to die? How is that? How could you possibly think that's a choice?
Hey, I'm just a driver.
Jack, how did you find me?
You
You were in a car accident. You were brought into my hospital. What are you doing here?
We have to go back.
Of course. Of course we do.
Jack, the people I left behind need our help. We're supposed to go back.
Because it's our destiny. How many times are you going to say that to me, John?
How can you not see it? Of all the hospitals they could have brought me to, I end up here. You don't think that's fate?
Your car accident was on the west side of Los Angeles. You being brought into my hospital isn't fate, John. It's probability.
You don't understand. It wasn't an accident. Somebody is trying to kill me.
Why? Why would someone try to kill you?
Because they don't want me to succeed. They want to stop me. They don't want me to get back because I'm important.
Have you ever stopped to think that these delusions that you're special aren't real? That maybe there's nothing important about you at all. Maybe you are just a lonely old man that crashed on an island. That's it. Goodbye, John.
Your father says hello. A man. The man who told me to move the island. The man who told me how to bring you all back. He said to tell his son hello. It couldn't have been Saeed's father, and it wasn't Hurley's. That leaves you. He said his name was Christian.
My father is dead.
Well, he didn't look dead to me.
He died in Australia 3 years ago. I put him in the coffin. He's dead.
Jack, please, you have to come back. You're the only one who can convince the rest of them. You have to help me. You're supposed to help me.
John, it's over. It's done. We left, and we were never important. So you leave me alone. And you leave the rest of them alone.
What are you doing?
Wait, please. John, stop.
How did you find me?
I have a man watching Saeed. I'm watching all of them, keeping them safe. When you turned up, he called me.
What are you doing here?
John, just calm down.
What do you want from me?
Please, let me help.
Answer the question!
I'm trying to protect you.
Protect me! You shot him. You killed Abaddon.
Yes. Yes, I did. But it was only a matter of time before he'd try to kill you. I was just trying to get to you. But you drove off and crashed.
Why would...
He was working for Charles Widmore. He's extremely dangerous.
No! Widmore came to me. He saved me.
No, Johnny used you. He waited till you showed up so that you could help him get to the island. Charles Widmore is the reason I moved the island. So that he could never find it again. To keep him away so that you could lead. You can't do this. If anything happens to you, John, you have no idea how important you are. Let me help you.
There is no helping me. I'm a failure.
No, John, you're not.
I am! I couldn't get any of them. I couldn't get a single one of them to come back with me. I can't lead anyone.
Jack booked a ticket.
What?
A plane ticket from Los Angeles to Sydney, tonight. Return trip first thing in the morning. Whatever you said to him, John, it worked. And if you got Jack, you can get the rest of them. John, you can't die. You've got too much work to do. We've got to get you back to that island so that you can do it. Please, John. Come on. Come down. I know we can do this, John. You haven't even been to Sun yet. Let's start with her.
No. I promised Jin that I wouldn't bring her back.
Jin is alive?
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't want her to know. He wanted me to tell her that his body washed up on the beach. And he gave me his wedding ring to prove it.
All right. Promise is a promise.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Come on. Let's go. I know we can do this. Once we can get them all in the same place. I don't know where we go from there, but we'll figure something out.
I know where we go. There's a woman here in Los Angeles.
A woman?
Yeah. I don't know exactly where, but she shouldn't be that hard to find. Her name is Eloise Hawking.
Eloise Hawking. You sure?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, why? Do you know her?
Yes, John. I know her.
Oh.
I'll miss you, John. I really will.
That symbol belongs to an organization called the Dharma Initiative. They were conducting some experiments here a while back.
How do you know that?
I spent more than 100 days on this island. I know a lot.
100 days? So when we crash, you were already here?
No. I left.
How long ago did you leave?
The timing would just confuse you.
Well, how did you get back?
To be honest, that part's a bit of a mystery to me.
Okay, John Locke. I have a mystery, too. Maybe you can help me with it.
I'm happy to try.
On the plane, I was sitting across the aisle from that really big guy with curly hair. When the plane started shaking, really shaking, it was a big noise and a bright light. And this really big guy with curly hair was gone, man. I mean, literally gone. And it wasn't only him. Some of us saw it happen to other people, too. So, Mr. John Locke, do you have an idea about what happened?
I think I might know how I came to be here. But that would involve me finding my friends. Do you have a passenger list?
No. The pilot took it when we went off.
And everyone's accounted for? All the people? Other than the ones who disappeared?
Yeah, except for the people who got hurt.
The people who got hurt?
Yeah.
He's the man who killed me.